Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Howls of rage have followed Comair's decision late on Tuesday to suspend flights by Kaluna.com and British Airways. The suspension follows Comair's attempt to emerge from business rescue. It had already indicated it needed more funding, but what has truly angered passengers is the fact that the day before the suspension, it had carried out a promotional sale. The sale implied that all was now well, when the reverse turned out to be the case. So, what went wrong? Well, according to Miles van der Moerlen, CEO of rival Kemmer, quoted by Fin24, Comair added too much capacity and sold tickets at too low a cost in a bid to regain market share. At record fuel prices, said van der Moerlen, it was always going to be an expensive strategy. NAMSA reports that South Africa's new vehicle exports in May were down almost 30%, largely as a result of April's floods in KZN. Particularly hard hit, Toyota South Africa, which is based in Durban. Business Day reports that in April itself, Toyota exported 3,629 units, but in May, with parts of its plant underwater, it could manage just 143. On the markets, the price of oil has dipped sharply amid reports that Saudi Arabia is preparing to boost supply. Brent crude oil is down nearly 3% this morning to just over $114 a barrel. On the equities side, stock markets are once again in negative mood following warnings that the US may have to hike interest rates faster and higher to tame inflation. JSE's All-Share Index ended down 1.7%, the top 40 down 1.8%. London's FTSE closed down 1%, while in New York the Dow down 0.5%, the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq down 0.75%. Tokyo this morning down 0.1%, Hong Kong down 1.5%, Sydney down 1%. The US dollar touched 106 to the euro at one point yesterday, but has fallen back to 107. The rand this morning, 1560 to the dollar, 1663 to the euro, 1947 to sterling. Gold at 1847, platinum 990, Bitcoin 29,707. And finally, for those of you who've been working from home during the pandemic, be warned. The world's richest man and perhaps its toughest boss, Elon Musk, has told employees at electric car maker Tesla, you need to be in the office for a minimum of 40 hours a week or find another job. And I mean minimum, Musk emphasized in a tweet. Remote work is no longer acceptable, he stressed. Musk himself is a notoriously hard worker. He's always expected employees to follow his example. The key question, how many other bosses around the world will use Musk's decision to force their own employees back into the office?
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.